exactly. That's the problem with the Rebbe Shulchan Aruch now. You know,
the new print. Yeah.
Okay, Kumlen. We're up to the top of the page. Lama Gimel Amad Aleph. No, sorry, Lama Beis. Today's Lama Beis, sorry. I was hoping it was Lama Gimel. No, it's Lama Beis. Tana Bami learned. It says in the Pasik, Uvo Aaron El Oil Mayid. Aaron entered the El Mayid. He removed his linen clothing that he was wearing when he went into the Kaddish. And he left it there. But it doesn't say what Avaida he did. Every time he changed the clothing, he was doing an Avaida. What Avaida did he do when he went back into the Kaddish? Lama Huba. What's he coming for? Says the Gemara, Einu Bo El Lohaitzi. The Braisa says he's coming to remove the Kaf and the Machta. That's Puna, the shovel they left in the morning when he brought the Ketaydus. He left it there. Now in the afternoon, he goes back and takes it out. And for that, he does a whole new Avaida in order to go back in. Every time he goes in Kaddish, he got to change from gold to linen. So he has to go, change the linen, take it out, and change back to gold. It seems to be totally, extra. Kola Pasha Kul Nemral Seder, everything in the Pasha is organized in the sequence of events that happen in Yom Kippur. Chutz Mepasa, this Pasik, which is totally outside of its Seder. My timer, what's the reason? How do we know that this happens later on? How do we know he didn't take out first thing in the morning when he finished his activity? Amar Rav Chisda, Gemidi, we know, Chomesh, Tevilah, there had to be five mikvahs. The Asod, Kedushim, he had no yet ten times washing his hands and feet. Tevil, Koyin, Godul, Mekadra, and that's how many times he's Tevil in his Mekadra day. The Ikesid, if he followed the order, then it comes out, if he took out the shovel and the spoon, the first thing, as soon as he finished Tevil, he took it out with him, then there's only three times that he had to change his clothes. And if it was only three tefillahs and six kiddush down the line, le mishkachas or the shalosh tefillahs is kiddushin. That's how we know it's not like that. Rashi uvoaren el oyel moyed nemanachas shagam raktora. After he finished raktora, matan domim parvus seyed. He finished. He sprayed the blood of the par in the seyed. Lama who bought el aheichol was entering for had he gone out of the city. Completed the at mikkel zelay pidush mayazus. He say what he should does there in the bar lahi tikav machte she niach ben abadim. He left it there. Badim everything is written there in order. Because you see it in the parsha kach say David Asim. Chutz except mikra this pasuk shekosu vaytzos kafa machta. It's written this extraction im avodas hapinimis together with the inner avodas. Avolayhivsik avodas eloy veelo on bein time. It doesn't mention that in between he already did his avoda of his own ram, which in order to do that he had to go back outside and put a big dizav. So it's written in the Torah if he did in the morning, but in fact, he did in the afternoon. He went out. He had to change his clothes. And then the Achkach is going to go back in to remove the calves and therefore he has to change his clothes back again. All his weekly clothes to do the Torah Shabbayim.
Did he have special
begodim
for
Yom Kippur? Yes, that's the Big Deal Lovin. Any Avodah which is unique for Yom Kippur was Big Deal Lovin, and any Avodah which is generally every day of the year is Big Deal Zav. My time at Tzor Lahafsi Be'ela Ve'elam, why Taka did you have to? Why the Taka didn't he just take out his shovel in the first thing in the morning? We have a rule, Allah Chumash Masinai Chumash Tvilas. It has to be. In other words, the most important, nobody comes after me, the most important thing of Yom Kippur is going to the mikveh. And everything worked around that. Because L'cheder, why taka did he have to go schlep back in again and take the spoon out? Why didn't he do it first thing in the morning? No, we need five mikvehs. And the only way to get five mikvehs is if we make that a separate activity later after he does something else that's outside. So look, it's unbelievable that the main...
the kavana of the five tefillah.
Yeah, you would think that the main kavana is the avoda, and the tefillah is a preparation for the avoda. It's the other way around. The main avoda is going to the mikveh. We got to find an excuse to get to the mikveh five times. The maximum we can get is Yom Kippur three times. So we came with the whole thing over here, Rosh Hashanah three times. He came with the whole thing over here, sorry, Yom Kippur three times. So he came with the whole thing over here with the Tzos HaKaf. It's amazing. Changes the whole perspective on what Yom Kippur is. It's a Chassidish Yom Tov, that's what it is. Elish Shalosh Tvilas V'Shisha Kedushin. It will only be three Tvilas and six Kedushin. And that's no good. We need five. Looking for the sorry, one more Rashi. Why? Achaz the Tomei Shachar. One, when you did the Tomei Shachar, he puts on the big days of, and then by Achaz Bein Noyu Bein Avodas Hayom Kula Im Hoytzos Kafa Michta. Then by Achaz Bein Hoytzos Kafa Michta LeElo BeElo Om Imam and Them Hamusafin VeTomei Shabein Abayim. And they would only have three. Leficha, therefore, Tzor Lahafsig, you have to take you out of the Kodesh Hashem, take you outside to do Eloi the Eloam, Ben Avodah Sayyim, Loitzos Kafa Machta. and then right, so Arson Tafsig, and then going back in to take them out to be in between, interrupt being Eloy Elo Arm the Tomich Shabin Abayim. So therefore, you have so many activities to make so many mikvahs. Harichomish, now you have five mikvahs. Why? Tomich Shachad explained later, a big day Zav. You wear your golden garments. Avedas Hayem, then you go into the Yiktaid, a big day loving. Eloy the Elam goes back outside, it's a big day Zav. Go back inside to take out the spoon is big day loving. And then it's go back out and do myself if it's a chimney. Buying big days off. That's how you get five thrillers. So you might the time we learned. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, Minayin, how do you know the Chomesh Tvilas Vasoda Kedushin Shetoyvul Kohen Godl Mekadish Bevim? How do you know that the Kohen Godl has to go through five mikvahs and ten kiddushu down the line? Talmud Lamed says, "I know every time he changes clothes, he gets a mikveh. Uvo arin aloyel moyed, he'll come to aloyel moyed. Uposhat es big dihabod ashalova. She takes off the big dihabod that he wears on. Then the next part he says, "Verochas es psori b'mayim. See, when he takes off the clothes, he has to wash himself, which is mikveh and kiddush. We'll soon see. It where b'mokum kodesh. The part says b'mokum, a holy place. And then it says v'lovash es begodov. He puts on his clothes v'yotza." And he walks outside, but also he goes and does his activities. Hold on, matter, we learn from here. It's as if it says rochats on both ways. When you take off your clothing and when you're putting on your clothing, teach you, shekol hamishanem avoid l'avoid. Every time he changes service, inside and outside, and he changes clothes, don't feel it, need to feel it with it as well. Rashi, v'lovish begadim, shmoy nebegadim, his eight clothes, hamiyuchadim like koyim, he wears the whole year long. Every time he changes avoda from inside avoda chutz outside, v'wadin is saying chutz outside from inside. The common mesayim milsi concludes. Tony, chomesh avodas havida five avodas hadi chomesh tefillos five tefillos. Says the one of item. Omar Rebbe now would be a third opinion. So far we had the man of chachamim. A mayor said that you wash your hands before you put on before you take off your big dechel. And then you wash your hands after you're wearing your big day kedush. The Chachamim say no. You wash your hands after you took off your big day choil, before you went to mikveh. And then you wash your hands after you're wearing your big day kedush. They both agree when you wash your hands with big day kedush, after. They're arguing is by the big day choil. According to Meir, you wash your hands before you remove the big day choil, right before. And according to Chachamim, you wash your hands right after you move the big day choil. Rebbe will be a third opinion altogether. Rebbe is a follower. Omar Rebbe Menayin. How do you know the Chamish Tefillas? How do you know you go to five mikvahs, Vasar, Kedushin, Shetayuven? Godel, Shekayin, Godel, Koyin, Godel, Tayuven, Mekadish, by the end. That day, Shemar, it says, there's another passage where it says, Ksoin is bad, Kedush, Yilbush. He puts on a shirt made out of linen. Umichnese bad, Yal Psore. And he wears Michnesayim, a bad on his flesh. Uve Avne bad yargon, and this gartle of linen he wraps around himself. Uve mitznef is bad yid, and these are four clothing that he wears specifically for Yom Kippur, all made out of linen. Then the pasuk says, big day kodesh. Why is it repeat again, big day kodesh? Start off saying, ktein is bad, kodesh. They already told you that these are holy clothes. Why is it big day kodesh? Hey, that's extra. And then it says, v'rochas b'mayim es psore, he washes his v'lofshem, and he puts them all on. Sorry? Uleveish, he puts them all on. Holamadit comes to teach you, Shakol Hamishanem Avoid Lavoid, don't you? Every time you say avoid the unique filler. And the Oymer says, Big Day Kaidah Shame. Why do you say it would be Day Kaidah Shame? Hook Shakol Abgod, we compare the Yom Kippur clothes to the weekday clothes. They're all compared to each other. Each one of them needs a mikveh. The Chomish Avoid is saying, what are the five Avoidas? Tomil Shal Shachar, the first thing in the morning, which is the generic, which is a year round Avoid, Big Days of. Avoid is Hayoim, the Kaidah is Big Day Loving. You go inside, that's especially in Kippur. Eloi ve'el ha'om, which is normal chatos, that's back outside. The big days of. Then he has to go in and take out kafa machte, he goes back in big day loven. And then he goes back outside, tomit shebein abayim, the big days of. Umenayin, how do you know? Shekol, tvilu, tvilu, tzicha, shnei kiddushin. All you know from here is that, what? That you need a mikveh each time. But how you know that each mikveh requires twice kiddush yadayim raglayim? Tam Leimer says a pasuk ufoshad, he should remove his clothes, and then the next pasuk says v'rochatz, and he should wash it. So the Rebbe learns after he removed his clothes, he washes it. He holds like a rabbanon that after he removed his big dechel, he washes his big delavan, he washes his hands before he goes to the mikveh. And then it says as if it says a second time v'rochatz, and then it's v'lavash. So his second washing is before you put on your big dechelish. He holds it. You wash once before mikveh. And once immediately after the mikveh, before you put on your clothing. So this is a third opinion. Rashi. changes she penimis inside see basir the cock lock she see the cool and yonet only union but I'm be the credit him to make his action is possible to tell you shall shall tavis at least three words and you say extra cool and come for is my drush what drush the khamish of is that I mean let be the abuse everyone holds five tamale with push for rockets when do you do it push rock hakmil se rebi cover rebi the gomat feels me rockets be mine he holds that feel you learn out going to make for words with rockets be mine you should watch yourself the big the loving But Yatlet extra high crothers posse that Rabbi Yehuda v'Dorash like Lushin. He dashes it. I was talking about that you have to wash your hands. This posse is extra. Tell you also you have to wash your hands. Uposhat v'rochat v'rochat v'lofash. He holds your washing hands as you take off your clothes, you wash your hands. You go to mikveh, you wash your hands again. And then you dress. Hitil akos v'rochat v'bein uposhat v'lofash. Right in between. Litin l'chitzel l'pshitu l'chitzel l'visha. There's a separate washing for taking off the clothes and a separate washing putting on before you put it on.
As the actual
levisha,
the big day kohuna is a mitzvah.
It's an avoda, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a tzibui.
So, but yeah, but this,
you have to wash your hands.
This is a rebbe shita, yeah, exactly. Nobody else agrees. This is a rebbe shita. Second, my right, the rebbe shita. I don't need a pasuk to tell me about kiddush or dying reglaim because I have a kavuchemer. Or madah, for example, the mokem she ain't on tefillah in a place that you don't need a hoya. You don't have to go to mikvah. We had before, according to most opinion, we had one opinion. Ben Zayim says matay the kavuchem kohen gadol, but everyone else holds on to the bottom. That you go, why do you go to mikveh every day to remind yourself? Did you come to me last night or not? So matay don't need mikveh, and yet ton kidu before you start the avodah, you have to go to kiyah and wash your hands and chay mis if you don't. Malkum shaton to and kippah, which is so chomer, you have to have the mikveh. Ain no din shaton kidu surely for every activity that you need mikveh, you need to wash your hands. You have to wash twice. Every day in the year, you only wash once in the morning. I've can't kiddush echem. You only wash once in your kippah. It says that it says in the pasuk. What do you mean? It said a pasuk shalavash. Why is it shalavash? Obviously, you can only take off clothes which you once put on. Why is it stress you put on? To tell you, you have to wash your hands once before taking off. Once you put it on, what do you take off? Only what do you put on? When you take off, when you put on, you have to wash your hands. The first, Rashi. This is Rabbi's opinion. Tom Kiddush, just if it says, you have to wash your hands. Mokish don't feel on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, the Chol Chalim, you have to change your clothes. Malavisha Tom Kiddush, the Nafkum Kavachemir, and just like putting on, you need Kiddush. How do you know? We just learned Kavachemir. Mit, feel the Kiddush just said, with a Pasha Verachel, like Dodish Abelazir of Shimon. He doesn't dash in the Pasha Verachel like Rebbe did. Shaton Kiddushin, he holds Verachim is mikveh, not washing hands. The Meboyla Tvila Hakli Big Dezov Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that you have to go to mikveh when you put on a Big Dezov. So he uses Verachatz to tell you mikveh. Rebbe uses Verachatz to tell you washing hands. Then we're invited, Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, Menayin Lechomesh Tvila, Zvah Sagdushin Shatoy Mekoyen Godl. Umekadish Bebiyem, how you know they had five mikveh and ten washing hands? Tamal Oymer, it says, that was Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know? Tamal Oymer says, Vo Adin Eloyal Moed, Verachatz is Psoed Vemayim, Bemokim Kodesh. All the matters were come to tell you what's Baracha, Chakola, Mishanim, Aveda, Laveda, Tontvila. Ask him, we know, my big day love and the big day Zab. We know when you're changing your clothes, big day love, and you're going to big day Zab, you got to go to the mikveh. How do you know, my big day Zab, the big day love, and as well, you have to go to the mikveh as well, Menai? Tell me, Rabbi Shmuel, I have a Kavachemer. I have a Kavachemer. What's a Kavachemer? Ma big day zav shein koy nichnas lefnayim. Which is lechayda holier? I would say that big day loving is holier than big day zav, because big day loving is the only way you can go to kodesh kedoshim. So ma the big day zav, which does not enable you to kodesh kedoshim, and yet don't feel you have to go to mikveh. It says verachat big day loving that entitles the koyin gadol shein nichnas behen lefnayim lefnim can go inside. Ain no din she don't feel. Surely you should need feel. So the kavuchim. So you want to know? Kavuchemer is equal for me. If it's only kavuchemer, it's a shvacher kavuchemer. I can say there's a chumre in big dezav. You don't big choil. And what's that? Mal big dezav she can't kaparos and ruba. You use it a whole year. From you bring the carbon, the carbon is a whole year. And meshein big dezav is only Yom Kippur. So where does Rabbi Shmuel know that you have to wash and go to mikveh between big dezav and big dezavin? El nafkalei mid Rebbe. He learns out from the same place as Rebbe learns out. Omar Rebbe, because Rebbe says, Menayin lechomish tvilas. How do you know five tvilas? Vasod gdusha shetoyim and gongon ukad babi and tamalayim. It says, and posik, how do you know that it goes both ways from big dezov, big lomba, as well big lomba, big dezov? It says in the pasuk, "Kodesh is bad kodesh yilbosh." You should put it on. Holam madit. The Talmud teaches you should call hamishanim avodah lavodah shetorn tefillah. Any time you change from one avodah to another, you change your clothes, you need tefillah. Ashkan, all we know is this pasuk is talking about that when it says "Ksoin is bad kodesh yilbosh," you took off your big day zav, you're putting on big day lavan. So from this point, you don't forget this pasuk. You know if you're learning tefillah from here, because Rebbe used verachas before for kiddush or diamond line. Where does he know tefillah from here? So if you know it from here, lechayda from this pasuk, if you know it from this pasuk is talking about putting on a big day lavan. How do you know putting on big day zav you need a mikveh? Maybe big day lavan is holier because it takes you lefnayim lefnim. How do you know big day zav you need mikveh? Yeah, Ashkan big day zav, big day lavan. Big day lavan is number nine. Tanya Bishwal Kavachim. I'll make Kavachim, put for Kedra before. That Lachay, the big day zav is more chum than big day lavan because it entitles you a whole year to do lavaida. My big day lavan, Shayne Kabras Muruba. It's only one day a year. And yet, to the Twila, big day zav, Shayne Kabras Muruba, ain't it digital Twila? That's not a Kavachim either. You can maybe I can ask, Mala big day lavan, the chum big day lavan, Shayne Nichlan, the Kayan Flanafnim. That's what we said before. We need a pasuk for that. It says big day kodesh heim. There's an extra three words in the pasuk. It says big day kodesh heim. What do you have to say that for? You start off saying ksoin is bad kodesh. So obviously they're holy clothes. Why do you have to repeat again big day kodesh heim to tell you all clothes are holy? V'roch, and then it's a v'roch chesed v'mayim v'lavshim to teach you what. Whichever way you're going, gold to the linen gold, you have to go to mikveh.
This first kal v'chaimer, which I've turned very small.
Both kalchaim is a demolish.
Both,
yes. So when you have a pasuk,
but the
obshlag
is a
shvachot. No, the obshlag is the moment you cannot prove that this is the kol gadiv kalchaim. This is a kal, and yet the din is so surely by chomer. The moment I can tell you lav davka it's a chomer, maybe we're looking at the wrong way. From another angle, that's actually the kal, and this is the chomer. Or whatever it is, so then we no longer have a kalachim. He's saying the obstacle is maybe the reason why you go to the because kaparos merubim. That's why you have to go to mikveh every day for big day zav.
Is it echas or kamos?
That's the shot.
Achas bashana. This is not a regular everyday kapara.
That's true. So that's the shot. This is every day.
Kamos makes
echas. Yeah, especially such a strong kamos. But that's the famous chakira.
That
slogs up the obstacle. That's the famous chakira. What's machiri what? But this is more than just kamos and echas. This is like. It's every single day.
Maruba, but everybody acknowledges that this is not your average kapara.
True, but it's 364 versus 301, 365 versus 1 every day, including kippur as well. Rashi. Kaparat merubah she mishamish b'hen kol yemayz hashana whole year av lavaydas b'prim the yanki purim en chaperes el al tum. Rashi is nochmer. What's the whole kapara? What's the kapara of the avodah prim? Eina mechaperes ella al tumas midas shekadosh. Even echas is a bit schwach.
What about the
eil? That's the eloi. That's outside. That's big dezov. That's big dezov. Sound fine for him. I mean, all you do is play this, and it's only to be tamed for people walking by your tummy without realizing it. Or ate a carbon that was tamed without realizing it. Navkalem the Rebbe, and the Gemara that discusses them, what's the chiddush? Chiddush is the same thing. So, depends if you never had a yid before or not. Navkle learn out mid the Rebbe. Ksoin is bad kaidu yubu rochem. I'm Omer Rebbe lefrushim. I see to live. Come ahead, come and answer. Heine the Tony be milsu the Rebbe. Vaim be the kaidu. What's the extra words be the kaidu shame? Vahachi darishli dasha tola akos of tam atvila beshvil shehem be the kaidu. Hold the clothes. Lamdach she kol chalif is big the kaidu. But anything which is holy in that day, I don't care which direction. Gold, linen gold. Tun in tvila requires tvila big days of gamhem kaidu. Also, everything is holy. Kadibit Felix said, "Oxy, besara." Okay, weiter. So I'm going to weiter. Rebbe is still saying, "What are the five avodas?" Chomesh avodas. Hein, there are five avodas. We're back to the Gemara. First of the lines, we love Shem. We're 20 lines at the top. There are five avodas. Tomit shel shachar. The first thing in the morning is the Tomit shachar. That's big dezav. It's outside. You wear golden clothes. Then avodas hayayim. Then the avodah of the day, which are ketedes, big day loving, and the spraying the blood on the kapodes is big day loving, linen. Then you go back outside to do the eloi ve'elah'om, back to big days of the normal clothes. Then you go back inside to remove the kaf and the machtem, big day loving, and your linen. And then you go back outside to do the normal activity, tamid shebeinu abayim, the big days of. Umenayin, how do you know? Shekol tefilu tefilu tzicha beit kedusha. Maybe you only got to wash hands once. I know you got to wash it twice. Tamaloymer uposhat. The pasuk says you take your clothes off. Then it says rochatz once, but the word rochatz goes on the pasuk before and the pasuk after. So what the rochatz if it sits on the poshat, and also rochatz v'lavish, and therefore it teaches you that you wash your hands all these times. But the Gemara, the pasuk doesn't say that you should wash hands. It says rochatz, which means tefilu. But the Gemara behind tefilu ksiv. So the Gemara says, "Im eini inyan l'tvila, I don't need it for tvila." Because the nafkah is bigdei kodesh, and the other pasuk where it says bigdei kodesh, shema there it says verachatz v'mayim b'psari ulaveisham. So over there we're in on mikveh. So why say this pasuk here verachatz? He's talking about washing your hands. T'no inyan l'kiddush. Freidi Gemara v'lichta v'rachman emelchin kai kiddush. If the Torah meant wash your hands, why use the word verachatz? We got to have a whole pilpul to tell you verachatz means washing your hands. The Torah should be forthright and say v'kiddush. Hakamashron, I want to teach you the tefillah kekiddush. No, there's a din here that's being taught to tell you that that going to tefillah is just like washing hands. Ma kiddush, where do you wash your hands? By the kiyah, the makom kaddish, inside the base of mikdash. A tefillah b'makom kaddish. Remember that every day when you go to the mikvah in the morning is makom chayil on the shara mayim. But I want to tell you that the other four tefillahs that the kohen gadol does dafka yom kippur should all be done on the lishon of the base of parve inside the base of mikdash. Rashi. Ma kiddush mokum kodesh, you'll see above mokum kodesh. Av tefillah sabayis machon v'chal v'tayyem mokum kodesh, holy place. Av tefillah reshayin eloi liyafilu milonat l'halav d'araisi. The first tefillah is different because it's not matay. Remember we learned before, the first tefillah is only for in case he has an old tumor to remember, thinking it. Freddy Gemara, Rabbi Huda uses this pasuk b'dei kodesh and tell you that what from big day love and the big day zav yosin tefillah, kiddush menale. So where does he learn? Where does he learn the idea of kiddush? He uses one verachat to tell you for one clothing and the other one for tell you the other clothing. So where does he learn kiddush? Nafkalei merabalaz Rab Shimon. He learned Rab Shimon. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, nafkalei haikra l'tvila big day zol loydadish big day kiddush shem kiddush. Minola, where does he know? Where does he know kiddush from? He learns nafkalei merabalaz Rab Shimon. We learned that before from the pasuk of... Oh, he learned from Asher Lavash. It's extra Asher Lavash. Obviously, you call you took off. Tell you got to wash your hands every time. Take it off. Says Malavite. I want you to know there's actually a third opinion. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says I believe that Hod Rebbe is a third opinion. Rebbe who says you wash your hands after you remove your big day loven, and you wash then you go to mikveh, and then you wash your hands before you put on your big day kodesh is a third opinion. Mafkim mit Rav Meir argues with Rav Meir because Rav Meir says you wash your hands for the big day kodesh after you put them on. And Rebbe says you wash your hands for the big day kodesh before you put them on. Umafkim mit Rabban argued the Rabban. The Rabban say you wash your hands for the first clothing while they're still on you. And Rebbe says, no, you wash your hands after you remove your first clothing. Mafkim Rabban, Rabban, Namri, Kishu, love was Mekadish. He washes his hands after when he's wearing the Yuama, Kishu, Paish Mekadish. He says, by the second clothing, by the big day Kodesh, you wash your hands after you took it off. Sorry, we're talking about the first clothing. Rabban hold you wash your hands before you put on the first clothing, and Rebbe says, no, you wash your hands after you remove the first clothing. The Nafka, which is like the Meir, but Nafka doesn't agree with the Meir either, because the Meir, Amar, Ha, Kiddush Basra, the second washing is Kishu Lavush, Mikadish. After you put on the second clothing, that's when you wash your hands. The Iyu Amar, but Rebbe holds Kishu Poish, Mikadish. You wash your hands before you put it on. Rashi. He's very medayik. He holds that you wash your hands before you go to mikveh, and wash your hands after you go to mikveh. So you wash your hands after you remove your first clothing, and you wash your hands before you put on the second clothing. He argues and negates that meyer. Even though Rameh says you remove your first clothing and then you wash your hands, doesn't sound exactly like Rebbe. This really kiddush shalif netfila achapshitahu. He agrees with the Rebbe that you wash your hands after you remove your first clothing. But poli galeh miyabe kiddush eini. Rameh argues in the second kiddush. Rameh holds when do you wash your hands for the second clothing? Only after you put it on. They come at achalavishahu kitzvah b'raisa rameh liya lovash kiddush yadav raglav after you put it on. And Rameh and Rebbe holds no, before you put on the second clothing, you wash your hands right to the mikveh. Says him, that's Rebbe. Rabbi Achav Yaakov disagrees. Oh, Rabbi Achav Yaakov, no. I think that Rebbe really holds like Rameh. Hakol moedim, everyone agrees. B'kiddush sheni, everyone agrees that the second washing your hands is after you put on the second clothes. Shaloivish, you put on the clothes. V'achek kach mekadosh. Everyone agrees that the second you put on the clothes and then you wash your hands. And how do I know that? Because the Amar Kras and the Pasik. If you come to the Oil Moed and you wash your hands, you won't die. Or when you come to the Mizbeach to serve me. Sounds like that you're ready to serve me. You're wearing your clothes already. And then you wash your hands. Claw that you wash your hands, and the only thing you have to do now is walk to the Mizbeach. Only approaching his bech. But if you wash your hands before you put on your clothes, so everyone agrees that after you put on your clothes, the second clothes, you wash your hands. They're only arguing regarding the first clothing. When do you wash your hands in the first clothing? Rebbe holds that the kiddush, that this is for right before the last kiddush is done after you wear your clothes. Says the Gemara. I want you to know that Rav Chizda does not. Rav Chizda holds you wash one by Rebbe, wash one after you remove your first clothing and one before you put on your clothing. Does not agree with Rav Acha by Yaakov. In other words, there's no washing again, a third time, after you put on your gold clothing. And nor Rav Acha, who says that you put on after you put on clothing, does not agree with Rav Chizda that you also wash a third time before. Like Rav Acha, he said Rav Chizda, because if they do, then Rebbe have a chamesh, there'll be 15, there'll be 3 times washing. You take out the first one before you put on the second one, and after you put on the second one, and nobody holds that. Remember, it's Gemidi. This whole thing is Lachmar Shina. Rashi. You need 2 kedushin between the taking off and the putting on. After you're wearing it. The boy kiddush son lavoida kiddush right next to lavoida. The boy the Rebbe shnei kedushin twice because your Adam is naked. Kadim Cain the Isla why naked? One after you remove the first and one before you put on the second. They agree with each other. Have a little bit. 3. Basically, you are the best. You love us. Think about it. Hey, deal of atomic kartu. My kartu. What's his kartu? Omar Ula says Ula. It says in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol does the kartu, and then another guy takes his place, so that the Kohen Gadol can take a keli and capture the blood. What kind of word is kartu? My kartu. What kind of word is kartu? Omar Ula lishna de ketolu. It means killing, murder, killing. Where do you find such a pasuk? Says the Gemara, Egla Yaf Yafia b'Mitzrayim. There's a nice Egla Mitzrayim. We'll soon see what that means. And Koratz, whatever that means, Mitzofen Baba. Koratz comes from Tzofen. What does that mean? My mashmah, what is the pasuk talking about? Kidem Tagar, Rabbi Yosef, Malki Yor Havim Mitzrayim. Egla means a nice calf of a nice monarch. There's a nice monarch in Mitzrayim, but Amamin Kitulin, these murderous nations, Mitzafina Yasin Allah, will come from the north and attack it. So what do we tie to with Koratz? Murderers. Interesting word to use for a Kohen Gadol who's shechting an animal, calling him like a murder, a killer. Why would you use such a word? Very odd. Yes, he used the word shachat, the nice way. Why use a... Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So use a word like shachat. Kartz is murder, murdering people. It's doing an avoda for the Eibishter. It's a holy thing, and using a very vicious, violent. I guess that's why murder was created in the world. That's what's telling us. Interesting philosophy. Then we're right. Omarul, kartz of a kama. So how far does it go? We learned during Gemara Chulin how much do you have to kill from an animal before we say the shechita is kosher. If you killed, there's 2 simanim, 2 signs, the trachea and the esophagus. If you go through the majority of each one, then you use the shechita. So he did the shechita. He runs over. He rushes over. The other kohen finishes. He gets he has a keli and he captures the blood. The chen over Rabbi Yechon b'reiv shnayim says v'afri shlok yisav b'reiv shnayim. Everyone agrees.
The second kohen would do the.
They finish the job. Finish. No. Finish. He did the reiv shnayim. It's a cut through cut tire.
The
because the blood doesn't come out yet.
That's what I'm saying. He has to catch the first spurt.
The Kohen Gadol will catch the first spurt. So he has enough.
So he does the
second.
Kohen of the Veshet, and the other Kohen.
No, he's still in the Kohen of the Veshet. But when you cut the Kohen of the Veshet completely, that's when the blood spurts out. So he's talking about a second here. Says the Gemara, Dominic Shlokish, how do we know Shlokish said the same thing in Rosh Hashanah? It says in the Mishnah by a bird, Rubei Shal Echad Kamayu, that if you shecht most of the simen, it's good enough Shchita. So Lama Shani Rav Echad Boev Rosh Hashanah Behem, and then obviously Rosh Hashanah Behem is also good. Why have to spell out the Rosh Hashanah of the majority of 2 Simanim Behem is good? Because Lefi Shani, we learned Hevi, like I said, by Koyin. They bring in the Tamid, Kortzi. Umedik achash chital yodai that he did. Kohen Gadol did the kodesh. Then another guy continued the job. The kibbutz said, "I'm the kohen." Then captures the blood. The zar kohen is throws it. Yochai would have thought, "Loi medik yehei posel." I would have thought that if the I would have thought that the second kohen plays a very vital role in it. The second kohen doesn't finish the job, then the animal was not a kosher shchitah. That's how I would have thought. Then I would is Yochol they made a apostle. I would have thought that it shouldn't be a kosher shchita. That's why the Mishnah tells you no. That Reif Shneim Gunav. Fred the Gemara, how can you even think so? Because if you think that the Kohen Gadol did not, how can you even think so? If you think the Kohen Gadol didn't finish the job, therefore there's not a kosher shchita. You need the second guy to finish the job to make a kosher. That means the Kohen Gadol didn't do the avoda. We know that every single avoda had to be completed by the Kohen Gadol. And if you're telling me that the Reif Shnayim is not kosher, that means the Kohen Gadol did most of the job, didn't do all of it. The other Kohen had to finish it, otherwise it wouldn't be a good job. So then the Kohen Gadol didn't do the avoda. So we automatically know the fact that Kohen Gadol can do Reif Shnayim, we automatically know that it's good enough. So what? Go back to the original question, Shlokish. Why does the Mishnah have to spell out that if you cut the majority of the two simanim is good enough? I would know that from the Kohen's activity. That's good enough. So this one, so you want to ask? Im kain have la avoda bechad, and we tonight we learn kol avodas yom kippurim ain kasher la boy. It's like only Kohen Gadol can do the activity. Answer the Gemara. Hachi kamar yochal. I would thought you possible the rabbanon in the base of Mikdash. There's no Easter in the rabbanon. But I would thought that during the year, if you cut only the majority of the money, matay it's a good shchita, but I by Kohen Gadol, but the rabbanon is not good. The kach shenin. That's when the Mishnah tell you roiv echad ba'oiv roiv shnayim bebehemer. Rashi. Why did they spell it out? Blood. Possible. You have to shech in order to get the extract the blood. I would have thought it's possible. The kach shanina. The word says the mishnah yisayla chada bechulim vechada bekachim. To tell you once by chulim bekachim. It comes from a lockage, the Prusha, Hach, the Say the Yuma, to Nanlo, that the Shechit is Chulish Mazaraya, that Karch and Hocher Shnaim. The fact that he tells you we need that Mishnah in the whole Shadigi, it must be because of here, because Karch means Rav Shnaim. Says the Gemara, if you're telling me that Philip saw the Rabban, look, you tell me the Kohen Gadol did the majority too. It's enough, you don't have to do any more, not even with the Rabbanon. So why, Taka, do you have another Kohen stepping in? Who needs it? Lamali le Kohen le Madik. Why do you Madik? Because the blood will eventually come out. So what's the problem? Asking about a mitzvah lemarek. It's still a mitzvah. It's still better, to, like a hiddur, to cut this one entirely. So for the hiddur, we'll get another coin to come. Rashi mitzvah lemarek kedei lohaytzi es adam yafet. It'll be easy for the blood to come out. Another eye. The word mitzvah doesn't mean it's a mitzvah notary. You have to. So it's a mitzvah means a minig or something else. Yes, they also know the word mitzvah doesn't mean necessarily a mitzvah.
Very difficult though for another coin to take over in the middle of the shchita and not to make a shia drasa or chalada.
The guy starts. The other guy has one coin has
in the movement of the knife. That's got to be consistent movement, otherwise it's shia. He can't press.
Yeah,
it
you give
hard,
one.
Otherwise it's
yeah, true. You give
and,
one.
And someone
cut.
Else take over in the middle. I'm saying it's a very hard act to do. Yeah, you have to practice that a lot of times.
Well, soon later the hardest act is the chaflaim. You know how to in his hand with the ketidus all to do everything with one hand. As
oh,
I see.
To balance the spoon on the cup.